that we're going to start the Not a Four hotline thing. And if you think you're a four, you should send in some messages so that we can tell you that you're not a four and that you're not John Lukovich or Joseph Simone. Call the number if you think you're a four. And also, if you used to think you were a four and you rescued yourself from that.
Yeah.
You that had a delusion
conversion. Yeah.
Then you should also message us and tell us.
We could probably come up with a list of some sevens that we would encourage to commit suicide.
That's the thing.
The big hormone Enneagram.
I'm John Lukovich, 415, sexual self-pres, 458 trifix.
I'm David Gray, self-pres sexual, 9 with one wing, 974 trifix.
What up, it's Emeka. I'm an 8 wing 7, sexual self-pres with 854 fixes.
Hi, I'm Alexandra. I'm a social self-preservation, 9 wing 1, 963 trifix.
Like and subscribe on Apple and Spotify, and leave us a review. If you want to support the show with a donation, you can find us on Venmo at Big Hormone and paypal.me/Big Hormone. All right, everybody. Typing tips and tricks that they don't want you to know. Who's they?
Yeah, who is they? It's a good question.
These are the typing tips that we probably spoke about at some point, but got edited out.
Mm-hmm.
Some people with more decorum than us probably decided that these weren't good ideas for you guys to hear. But
yeah,
since it's just me and David, we're going to bring it to you raw.
These the they also could be the secret backroom conference that happens at the IEA conference.
Yes.
Where
yes.
there's like baby blood, all kinds of sexual rituals.
Toddler sacrifices, you know.
There you go. Yeah.
Aliens, Enneagram Illuminati might be getting in the way of this. So we're just going to go through all the types and share with you some of the unexpected tips and tricks that you need to know to recognize each of the types. And buckle up.
We got hold of a secret manuscript. So this is two part. We got hold of a secret manuscript. We don't know exactly its origin, but we also downloaded some of this information directly ourselves from
the source.
Interstellar, planetary.
Anyway, enough of us talking about ourselves. The number one thing that you need to use in typing people is your disgust and your hatred.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, what you hate about somebody and what you hate about certain types is the most important thing.
Right.
So let's just start with everyone's least favorite type, type 9. They're just everywhere. They're the most common types. If you're not even sure about someone's type, just start with 9 and half the time you're going to be right.
I mean, look for airheads, you know, that's 9. Just vacuous people that are just want to sleep and eat and chew grass.
You know, when I think of types as animals, this is the type that feels the most like cattle.
Yeah.
When you think about cows grazing in the field, the first impression I think of is 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think 9 wing 1 eats the grass in more perfect rows.
Mm. And the 9 wing 8 is more of a, you know, those bulls that they're just big for no reason.
Yeah.
There just thick.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at somebody and it's not just that they're physically thick, but their soul or essence is thick, something about them felt thick once they came out of the womb, start with 9 wing 8.
Well, and it's kind of a thickness in the brain, too. Mm-hmm. It's like just like there's just a lump of fat there where the brain goes. Yeah.
Mud. All the 9s have a cream, but
it's cream.
But 9 wing 8 is
mud stirred in with the cream.
There's like a inarticulate way that 9 wing 8s move their mouths. You could say that about 8 wing 9 also. And then 9 wing 1, what do we say about them?
They're a little bit nervous. They're like polite cows. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of making sure the other each cow, each of the 9 wing 1 cows are making sure they each have room for each other or whatever.
Yeah.
And equal distance from each other and trying to be fair or something.
If you can't imagine that this person is hugging trees, that this person wouldn't shed a tear for nature, then they're probably not a 9-wing-1. It's kindness for all of humanity. And this was someone who probably had like bodies in the basement and they'd get away with it because they're just so nice. You couldn't imagine that they would do anything like that. Here's the thing. The other thing about nines is this is the type that everybody wants to fuck.
I mean, I didn't want to bring it up for fear of, you know, vanity.
Well, it's the himbo bimbo type. You could say that about seven. It's more true for nines because they're easy to project on. So it's a himbo bimbo type that you would like to stick around in the morning after.
Well, it's also like if you take the tree hugger thing, that's getting to an abstracted a bit. That's like universal lover energy, right? Mm-hmm. It's like sexual energy dissipated into everything or something, or connected to, or the nine is connected to the electric.
Yeah.
Libidinal energy of the universe.
9-wing-1 is more the palatable side of this, and 9-wing-8 is the porn star
there you
side
go.
Of this.
Some 9-wing-8s are kind of the conservative Republican, and then 9-wing-1 is the liberal hippie. So whatever that does relative to sexual activity and, you know.
On to 6. It's almost like something about me on a cellular level is on the opposite pole of what 6 is doing, just existing, just breathing. There's, you know, a bunch of different types of ways 6s can show up, but one of the most common ways is like the punchable. This is someone who feels like they're bracing themselves to get punched, like, don't hit me, you know, that feeling. And I think to an 8, that's probably the loudest kind of energy in the room. Like, wait, what are you doing? Like, why are you being this way?
Yeah. You know, whatever that comes along, if it's convenient, I am the one who would like to punch them.
If you don't have the urge to repeatedly smash this person's face into a wall, either to wake them up or because you're angry with them or just because, probably not a 6. This is probably the most annoying type in the Enneagram.
Well, it's like all the questions, right?
Yes.
It's just like, just do something. Just do anything. I don't care. Just do one thing. It doesn't matter. The sky isn't going to fall if the one thing that you pick of all the options, you know, doesn't work out.
Right.
Just go and do something.
That is the other thing. Just how overly verbal in a way that needs your involvement. And this type can also be confusing because you might get like the punchable 6, but then you get the fierce, aggressive, tough guy, girl 6, or you get the Karen 6. Those are just the 3 major types, and you know, there might be subtypes there. But if you're dealing with the Karen 6, I mean, that's a forceful type of 6 and annoying in a different way. And the tough guy 6 is just want to fight.
Well, I mean, just like Karen is universally hated. So, I mean, that's one thing to just remember about all of these 6s. There's nothing very appealing about them at all.
No.
So, and then the tough guy, you know, Kyle 6, that's also just, I don't know, it's the insecurity. It's almost like insecurity, you know, on steroids instead of actual toughness.
Right. The punchable 6 is annoying because you're like, pick yourself up. Don't be so pathetic. You know, don't be so pathetic. You want to like pick them up. And the Karen 6 won't shut the fuck up about, you know, some anal thing that needs to be fixed. And then the tough guy, tough girl 6 is just starting too much shit. Either way, if you're not annoyed immediately and you don't feel like this person's asking too many questions, it's probably not a 6.
Right. I was very passive as a child, but looking back, there were a few kids that were friends that were the children of my mother's friends. And when they would come over, you know, some of these are, I'm sure, were 6s because I would just reflexively start bullying them. And I was super passive. right?
This but is the bullied.
I just automatically just wanted to just abuse them and just thought it was hilarious.
This is the type that's most likely to go sacrifice their lives for
like, military also.
Military, yes. Yeah. Orientation to some kind of daddy, yeah. some kind mm-hmm. of authority. Maybe it's their parents. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's their job.
Right.
You know, so look for the daddy orientation. Oh, this is the slave type. Nines can be slaves in a way, but this is a slave that's actually invested and working
right.
their ass off. And maybe they're managing the other slave. Yeah. They're the ones reinforcing the attachment and getting people, you know, you're supposed to do your job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might require like in a cult like that Osho cult
mm-hmm.
that there's got to be some sixes or six fixed nines that are sort of chiding people about doing the right thing about what the master wants or
absolutely
something. Yeah,
they're the cult. It's funny because they're the cult breakers, but they're also the cult maintainers.
Exactly.
All right, so we've said enough about six. Let's go to seven. Let's see, there's several types that like hearing themselves talk, but
mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any type that likes themselves more.
That's
than
right.
seven does.
That's right.
And so this is like the next fuckable type, but they would be the ones coming on to you.
Well, that's true. We might have had some experience with that. It's flattering, but also there's the quality sometimes that, you know, since they're going from thing to thing to thing, that you're sort of just another, you know, meal. Just
yes.
Generic, yeah. To them.
It's a butterfly and this slutty. That's
right.
Whether or not they've got sexual in the stocking,
mm-hmm.
this feels like this could be a very slutty person here.
And that they'd want to experience every kind of drug at least once kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Get that feeling from them.
It's also the person that a surprising level of suicidal depression that does not match the way that they present themselves.
Because in real time, they're pushing away, you know, negative, whatever, painful, hurtful
mm-hmm.
Feelings, thoughts, etc., and quickly moving to something else. So it's sort of making this giant buildup more than in any other type, in a way.
Yeah,
of negativity that can lead to suicidal ideation.
They're also very negative, but it's not. They're not actually metabolizing negativity. So this is
That's
this
true.
Type complains. Can complain more than any other type, but just look for how entertaining it is and look for how quickly they move on.
Yeah, it's not about solving whatever they're frustrated about.
Right.
It's more filling space and having more material to be frustrated about.
Seven suicides are more surprising
they are.
Than any other type, because usually people are like, I didn't see that coming. They seem like they were having a good time.
Yeah, there's some sevens that... we could probably come up with a list of some sevens that we would encourage to commit suicide.
That's the thing. Like, this person won't shut up, and they think mm-hmm. everything's coming out of their mouth is worth hearing. They'll upload a typing video that's an hour long, and they expect you to actually watch it.
Because they love the sound of their own voice, and they complain so much, they actually become boring because they're saying the same kinds of things and the same kind of tone and attitude of frustration and irritation, that they actually become dull and uninteresting.
Yeah. If anybody is listening to this and is wondering what their type is and hasn't been typed by us, go to anygrammar.com. If you want more tips that are a little bit more serious, you can watch our videos and subscribe to Anygrammar members. And you can order a typing at our website. We can keep going with this, but we've got more where this came from, and we might do the instinct stockings at some point. Or never. This might just be a one and done.
Yep.
These are the tips that they don't want you to know.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Who's they?
Who's they, right?
Who's they?
Yeah.
We've done typing tips before, but these are the ones that we edited out. That we,
right?
That you're not supposed to know. But today we're gonna let you in on the secrets.
they could be us, or could yes. be just the whole, could,
who knows?
The Enneagram Illuminati in the background somewhere.
The Matrix.
Yeah.